With this spring sports spotlight on KRLS, I'm Andrew Schneider. The reaction of losing the 2020 spring season is an echo and a chorus of disappointment for Mason Diaz-Bandera, a member of the Pella High School boys soccer team, which represents one of the largest portions of this senior class.
Well, like when I found out about it, I was kind of upset just because this was really going to be a year where I was going to be able to really get in with the team, get a lot more playing time this year. And I was really looking forward, like Drake said, to the big goals that we had set out for our season and everything like that. For me, like past time, I picked up a new hobby, disc golfing. And I've gone out probably like every day to go and disc golf. And been picked up more shifts at Culver's. And so I'm working 4 days out of the 7 days of the week.
Mason says in 2020, he was anticipating being a key part of the defense as he was expected to be the starting goalkeeper. And he was hopeful and looking forward to playing with many of the fellow seniors that he grew up in soccer with over the years in Pella.
My position is goalkeeper. So the goalkeeper usually runs the field and is always communicating with their team and stuff like that. So becoming a great communicator on the field and during practice and stuff like that to help us focus in on that one goal and stuff like that. And for me with the seniors and looking forward to is like the seniors have all played together at some point on like a club team, on, you know, the rush team and stuff like that. And so I felt we were experienced as a team and I know that experience really helped in winning games and really being able to develop a program. So I was really looking forward to having that experience as a team to help us with this season.
When Mason thinks of his career during Pella High School, some of his favorite memories came from upperclassmen who not only passed on lessons about the game, but lessons in fun as well.
Well, the main thing is just being a part of the team in general and like getting ready for practice and things like that. And especially freshman year, having the upperclassmen in there, like, one that stands out is Lucas Warner, always so funny in the locker room before practice, always so funny during practice and stuff like that. He was really someone that I looked up to in the program. I thought he was an awesome guy, and I thought he was a great leader for the team. You know, I was fortunate enough to be a part of the team when we went to the state championship, and I just remember being with Levi Duggar on the bench waiting throughout the game to see us win that title. And you know, we scored in the first minute of the game, and then we ended up scoring two in the last 2 minutes of the game. And I just remember that being the most amazing game I've ever witnessed in my entire life, professional, you know, college, like any all throughout it is the most memorable game I've ever witnessed.
And just like many of his fellow classmates, he's hopeful the future generations of Pella soccer can continue to build on the success this senior class and others helped build over the past few years.
One thing is that like my best friend is Mason Holland, who is another goalkeeper. And he works so hard for, you know, everything that he's done. And him and I have always had a good competition when it comes to, you know, who's playing when, you know, who's on the varsity team and stuff like that. And that has been something that has just been so awesome to experience with him. And I just hope that, you know, he keeps up that hard work. And like, I know he will, but I just hope even without our little competition that we've had, I hope he still strives for success and helps drive his team forward in the next season.
And while soccer is important to Mason Diaz-Bandera, perhaps what he'll be most remembered for during his time at Pella High School was his contribution to the show choir program.
So yeah, show choir has been a huge part of my high school career. It is probably the main thing that people would think of when they think of me when I leave high school. Favorite memories from show choir, there's just a huge list. One being just winning my first grand championship my sophomore year. That's just such an insane experience to you know, be the best group at a competition. And that year, I believe we won three in total. And, you know, every time it was such a special experience, and I wouldn't trade it for anything ever.
For the Spring Sports Spotlight about Pella High School senior Mason Diaz-Bandera, I'm Andrew Schneider on KRLS.